My journal is my little pocket therapist. Historically, every time this happens, I'm assuming the worst in a situation that is very unlikely to happen. Hello and welcome back to the Hard Feelings Podcast. This is, of course, my mental health podcast where I talk about things like anxiety and depression, anger, embarrassment, fear, aka hard feelings. Oh my goodness. Today we're talking about writing for anxiety. No, this is not just me giving journaling propaganda again, okay? It's not propaganda, okay? Because it's all true. Everything I say about journaling is true. It's no secret that I love journaling, but today I'm talking specifically about writing for anxiety. That can be journaling, note-taking, anything that you're writing down to let go. Today I want to challenge your traditional idea of writing and flip it on its head. I'm the cool English teacher. We're all gonna rip up our books and stand on our chairs. This is Dead Poet Society.
What do they say in Dead Poet Society? Oh, Captain, my Captain!
Anyway, yeah, I want to challenge your idea of writing. I think a lot of us have a bias when it comes to writing of viewing it as an assignment, you know? I don't know about you, but all growing up in school, I had writing assignments pretty much for every single class, not even just English class. We had writing assignments for everything, and I always enjoyed writing, but even then, you know, I would still get stressed when it came to having to write about something that I wasn't an expert in or didn't feel confident in. So I think that carries over into adulthood. Like, thinking about journaling still sometimes has those feelings of like, this is a demand, you know, this is an assignment. But if you switch your perspective from viewing it as an assignment to viewing it as an exercise, your whole world's gonna open up, dude. The reason I'm such a broken record about journaling and writing is because for me, writing feels like putting a key in a lock to understand myself better. It helps me to unload some of that burden that I'm carrying with all of the anxiety and fear and worry. I know the word burden sounds like very dramatic, but I had a counselor explain that to me when I was going to therapy in college, saying that even she goes and sees a therapist still, because I remember I was like, you know everything. Like, I can't believe that you go to a therapist too. And she was like, well, everybody needs somebody to help carry their load. That blew my mind too. Like, that's why I'm always like, literally anyone can benefit from therapy, because it's nice to have an unbiased person to carry your load. Emphasis on the unbiased. Okay, obviously we can all trauma dump and talk to our friends and family about our feelings and whatnot, but something about having that unbiased person to carry your burden for you is pretty cool. I love the 1 hour a week that I get to talk to my therapist, and when I'm not doing that, I'm talking to my journal, because the amazing thing about journaling is it feels pretty similar to therapy. At least the way that I really like to use therapy is I need to talk out my feelings or put all of my feelings onto a platter, onto a table in front of me and see them in order to process them and in order to not jump to conclusions. I got another analogy for you, okay? Writing feels like folding brain laundry. It's not like I'm not cleaning out my brain, okay? I'm not trying to clean out all of these feelings. I am just taking the time to care for and fold each and every feeling in my brain and put it into its closet, my brain closet. It just feels really good. I feel amazing every time I journal, no matter how much or little I write. And so if you don't currently feel as excited to journal as I am excited to journal all the time, I want to give you some tips on how to not get journaling writer's block. First things first, bullet points are still writing. Note-taking, scribbling stuff down, not writing on the lines, writing in different fonts, writing in different sizes, drawing pictures, doodling in between, that is all still journaling. That is all still a totally valid way to write. Nobody says your journal has to be organized. Nobody said your journal has to be legible. Again, this is really, we just want to really nail home for ourselves that this is an exercise, not an assignment. It's not being graded. You probably don't want anyone to read your journal. I don't think I would want anyone to read mine. It's my personal private thoughts and it's my place for processing. You know, that's really what I view journaling as and why I don't put the pressure on myself to write the correct words down. You know, as a people pleaser and as somebody whose career is very public on social media, I am always overthinking my words and thinking of how they're going to be perceived by others and making sure that I come across the correct way, you know, being in quotations, the way I want to be perceived. But But when I'm journaling, I'm not worried about how I'm being perceived because this is just a space for me to put the thoughts in my head on paper and to organize them. Like I said, I really feel like brain laundry is the best metaphor for this because it does just feel like my brain is full of all of these different feelings and they're unfolded and they're in a big pile and some of them are covering other ones so that I can't see them and I need to go in there and sort through them. I struggle with the question a lot, how are you feeling today? That's one that my sweet, sweet boyfriend is always asking me because he's lovely and genuinely wants to know how I'm feeling. But there's sometimes where he'll ask me and I'm like, I don't know, I have too many feelings. Every day I experience so many different feelings in a day that it's hard for me to pick a feeling. Sheryl Crow's Every Day is a Winding Road is really, really descriptive of how my feelings feel throughout a day. Like every single day feels like a winding road of feelings. There's ups and downs, there's flat portions, there's big spikes, there's every day I experience a lot of feelings. Maybe that'll be the mental health bop of the week. I don't think I picked one yet. Forget you heard that. Let it still be a surprise later. Okay, another tip for not getting journal writer's block is don't force it. Don't force yourself to write on a schedule. Maybe this is just an ADHD thing. Maybe you guys, maybe there are neurotypical people who really like to keep a schedule. You know, I definitely know people in my life who journal at the same time every day, and I love that for them. That's amazing. I could never do that. I couldn't. I could, and I have, but I don't like it as much as I like writing when I feel called to. When I was a senior in college, I really started going to therapy for the first time, and I started journaling more often, and I would journal every single day, but the only reason I was able to do it like that was because of the previous tip I gave you, which is not putting any pressure on my journal to be organized or legible. There were some days where I would write 6 pages of just like no single spaced all the way down, just like one single thought going over and over and over and rambling and rambling and rambling about the same thing. And then other days I would have half a page of just like 3 bullet points of a couple of things that I noticed I was feeling today, or a couple of things that happened that I really enjoyed and brought me a lot of happiness. And that's the way I was able to do it consistently, by just like writing down a couple things each day. But like I said, now I don't write every single day. I write when I feel called to, which is usually at least like a couple times a week, maybe sometimes one time a week. It's not every single day. I'd like for it to be more. But I'm also like, I always say I want to journal more because journaling does feel so good, but I really just try to journal when I feel called to it. But, you know, I'm trying to tune into my brain more of when I feel called to journal. Now, the tough part is taking note of when feels good to journal. So I, as an exercise, wrote down all of the times that I feel called to journal or I feel healed by journaling. And there's so many. Oh my gosh. I write when I have too much in my head to think clearly. I write when I have a moment of realization, whether that's something huge about myself or whether it's something little, like I have an interest in crocheting. Maybe I want to pursue that later. Like, you can literally just write notes about your life. You know, I don't have a personal assistant. My journal is kind of like my personal assistant, but also my journal doesn't get my laundry or anything. Maybe my journal's not my personal assistant. My journal is my little pocket therapist. Yeah. Yeah, my journal is my little pocket therapist. It's who I talk to when I don't have anyone to talk to, or who I talk to when speaking isn't what I can do right now. I know a lot of people, when they're going through a hard time or stressed or struggling with anxiety, will call a friend to talk it through, and that's wonderful. If that works for you, that's really great. But for me, sometimes I don't know what I'm feeling yet. So for me, writing is the step before I talk to somebody else. I try to journal before my therapy sessions every week because it gets me like warmed up and ready to talk about my feelings. Whereas I noticed when I was just going straight into therapy without journaling first, I was a little more scatterbrained. Like, it took a lot more guided questions from my therapist to remind me of what I had been feeling throughout the week. I also wrote down that I like to write when I start assuming the worst about a situation. I'll give you an example for that. I have this journal. Most of the time I write in just, you know, a blank journal. I have a couple different ones, but I also have this journal called the before progress journal that I got a few years ago that does have prompts before it. It has 8 questions on it that are designed to help you process the situation. So the first one is, so what's going on? The second question is, okay, describe how you're feeling. Then it says, now what are you thinking? What evidence supports that thought? What evidence contradicts it? Let's try writing down an alternative thought. How do you feel now? And then there's a section for anything else before you go. Those questions are like what a therapist will ask you in therapy when you come with something. Maybe not in this exact order all the time, but like these are really good questions for processing a stressful, anxiety-inducing situation. I know a lot of people have told me, like, I want a journal, but I just don't even know what to say. Those questions are great for when you are in a not so great place. Like if you're already in the anxiety spiral. When I'm in an anxiety spiral and I'm like heavy breathing, cannot work it out. I, funnily enough, haven't had to use this journal since I got on antidepressants. Not saying everybody should do that, but like I've had a lot less emergency situations since going on antidepressants and starting therapy and journaling a lot more. So for me, I don't use those prompts as much anymore. I kind of just let my thoughts flow onto the page. Like I'm not gonna read from my private journal to you totally, but I'll give you a couple of starter sentences so you can see the type of things I start my journal with. My last entry starts with, I'm not sure if this is a socially normal thing to do or not, but I'm gonna start making a list, and then I'm not gonna tell you what the list is because that's my private business, but that is like a way I started a journal entry. And then another way I started a journal entry a couple weeks ago was, lately I have an intense desire to escape into fantasy worlds via books and television. So you know what? Journal entries can start any way you want. You don't have to start it by saying, dear diary. I don't address anyone. I just start going, man. But you don't have to start by saying, this is how I'm feeling right now. There's 2 thought ways you can have when you're journaling. You're either so far into a spiral that like maybe even the prospect of journaling is making you nervous, but you don't have anyone to talk to. Like, this is also my situation where, like, talking to people is either not working or I don't have anyone to talk to at the moment at this particular situation. That's when I refer to my pre-done questions. But when I am journaling about something that hasn't forced me into a spiral yet, then usually I just free write here. And that's kind of my hope with journaling is I definitely do also journal during times where I'm spiraling in my free writing regular journal, but I try to journal before I get to those points. Like before, I was saying, I like to journal when I feel myself jumping to conclusions. When I feel myself assuming the worst about a situation, that tells me, historically, every time this happens, I'm assuming the worst in a situation that is very unlikely to happen. So what if we try organizing this brain laundry? I really like to journal after a good cry. Sometimes writing will even lead me to a good cry. Sometimes I sit down and I'm like, I don't know what I'm feeling. Let me sit down and see if I can fold some of this brain laundry, figure out what's going on. And then one page in, I'm like sobbing and I'm like, wow, amazing. Amazing what I was not allowing to come to the surface via thought, but what was subconsciously there and clearly needed to come out. Like, I am not exaggerating when I say that journaling is healing. Journaling is a little pocket therapist. It makes me cry. It makes me cry sometimes because it's kind of bewildering, right? When you write something down that the thought never occurred to you in your head. I would love to know the connection between the brain and writing, because sometimes it doesn't feel like I'm thinking the thought beforehand. It's kind of like it's just coming out as it's happening. It's like a stream of consciousness as it's going, and I'll be writing something down and all of a sudden I look at it and I'm like, oh my god, duh. Yeah, of course. And then I just circle around it, asterisk it. Sometimes I'll write it on a sticky note and then stick it to my mirror afterwards. Like, journaling has led me to a lot of big, like, epiphany, eureka, realization moments about myself. And it's given me a lot of clarity. I'm always telling you guys that going for my mental health walks gives me a lot of clarity too. And then I come home and then I journal about it. So that'll be my final tip for you. If you really want to start journaling, but you just feel like you cannot start, like you cannot get your brain to quiet down enough to sit down and journal, I recommend getting outside first, clearing your brain. No phone, no social media, just outside in nature. You can play a little music if you want, but try to like bring that brain down a little bit, get a little bit of clarity from the fresh air, and then open up the journal and then just let it flow through you. doodle, take notes, bullet points, write a really long run-on sentence. Nobody's grading it at the end of the day. Nobody is gonna see it except for you, and it is a place for you to brain dump. It is a place for you to dump everything in your brain and take a look at it, decide what needs to be folded and put away, decide what needs to have another round in the washing machine because it has a stain on it. I don't know, I'm really trying to make the laundry metaphor work here. I think it's a good metaphor. I just feel so strongly about writing. I really credit a lot to my teachers growing up, especially in elementary school. We did a lot of creative writing. I loved writing college essays, exposing myself as a dweeb. I loved writing college essays. I love when there is a prompt that allows you to infuse yourself in it, to dive into your own way of thinking. Sometimes I feel like I miss my calling. Sometimes I feel like I should have went to school for writing over acting. But you know what? Anyone can write. And that's the cool thing about it. I don't really have a desire to write nonfiction. That's kind of thing. I really only have the desire to write about myself. Maybe someday I'll write a book about all of these hard feelings. But really like talking about my feelings. I also just love talking about my feelings because I know for a long time I felt like nobody else was having the same big feelings that I was having. So I really hope that this podcast can be a constant reminder to you that if you are dealing with a lot of hard feelings too, you're not alone. You're certainly not alone. But I highly recommend that you give writing a try. Also, mental health bop of the week, It's Every Day is a Winding Road by Sheryl Crow. This was an unplanned one. It just came upon me. But that song, dude, I mean, she freaking nailed it. Every day is a winding road. Every day is a winding road. I get a little bit closer. She's talking about every day you experience all of these different emotions, all of these ups and downs, peaks and valleys, but at the end of the day, you're still moving forward. You get a little bit closer. Like, it's a beautiful message and it's an absolute bop. I love Sheryl Crow. That is an assignment. That is not an exercise. You do have to go listen to that song. I'm just kidding. I try to force it on you because, like, I don't pick bad songs for the mental health bops of the week, okay? And they're always linked down below if you want to go listen to it right now. Let me wrap up this episode. It was a rambly one. That is how my stream of consciousness works. A lot of my journal entries sound a lot like what my podcast episodes sound like. A lot of paragraphs, a lot of different breaks for different thoughts, a lot of doodles, a lot of crossing things out and writing things over it because I'm brain dumping. I'm just trying to get it all out and make some sense of it. Thank you so much for listening to yet another episode of the Hard Feelings Podcast. If you like my makeup today, I will list all the products down below for you. Come check me out on Instagram if you want to see more bold makeup content. And I thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next Friday with a new episode. Bye, take care of yourself.